Now I want to add something to that, because it connects with something which is going to happen tomorrow. Most of you, I think, by this time have heard about our by now famous communication exercises. To some of those who haven't either witnessed or participated in them, these communication exercises apparently have all the fascination of the unknown. But they're not anything really very mysterious. They're quite simple, and I anticipate that we shall start upon them tomorrow. But I want to say a few introductory words. I've spoken about the Buddha's philosophy of right speech this evening because it provides us with a sort of bridge through these communication exercises, and I want to make that bridge a little more perfect before I close this evening. In the course of the talk, I think it has become obvious that most people find it very difficult to communicate. This is a very fashionable word nowadays. Often you hear people saying, well, I meet so many people, I talk to so many people, but we never seem to communicate. And sometimes this is why I think people just go on talking and talking and talking, just in the hope, almost by accident as it were, of being able to communicate. But only too often they don't communicate. It just doesn't happen. And they get more frustrated than ever. So obviously something is seriously wrong somewhere. So much so, in fact, that eventually one has to have recourse even to exercises to restore or help to restore one's lost faculty of communication. Now, these exercises, which we should probably be starting tomorrow, as I've said, are quite simple, and they just start by trying to make us more aware of other people. This is where they start from. That we're out of communication with other people in the first place because we're simply not aware of them. And we're not aware of them because we don't even take the trouble to look at them. So the first thing that we do in these communication exercises is to learn to look at other people. I mean, it's as simple as that. And though it's so simple, it's very helpful, and people find it not only helpful but even enjoyable, and really paving the way to real communication. Now, a few of you have done with me these exercises before, but I'm going to request you not to say anything about them, about their nature, to those who haven't done them. It's much better if people approach them and do them with a perfectly fresh and open mind, not expecting and not anticipating anything. As I said, they are very simple, but they certainly are very effective. And I have no doubt that the majority of you, if not all of you, by the time you've done them for a few hours, we shall do perhaps these exercises for 3 days, 1 hour or so each day. By the time you've done them for these 3 hours, you'll definitely be able to communicate better than you were able to do before. And in that way, you'll get not only more out of this retreat than you might have got otherwise, but even more out of life. I think most of those who've done the exercises would agree with that claim. So having, I hope, aroused, if not excited, your interest, not to say your hopes, about these communication exercises, I don't propose to say anything more. I think the connection between the Buddha's philosophy of right speech and these communication exercises, if it hasn't been made clear this evening, will certainly be made clear tomorrow morning when I hope we embark for the first time, for most of us, upon these exercises.